Yep, and we are on here again. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. It's me
Welcome
again.
Back to amazing, fantastic, spectacular
epic podcast. Yeah, epic podcast where we are talking about some stuff, I guess. Yeah, as always. Today we have of course, the one and only. Yes, he's the one and only Bonzi Buddy. Photo, yeah, it's him. Fleedledee, who's here.
Fleedledee.
Yep.
Fleedledee.
We also have Boom.Corgi here, and we have,
hello.
And we have CRJ1 once again. Yeah, so, hope you guys are having
Short episode.
Yeah, we're probably gonna do a short episode, mainly because, well, number one is that, I guess, because of, I don't know, but just basically we're going to probably do a shorter episode than usual, but...
I just don't feel motivation to do a long episode, and also...
Right now, check the entry
Let him talk.
Okay, fine.
No, you talk. I said you can talk.
Alright.
No, I said...
I just feel... Basically, one, I don't have motivation to, like, do longer episode tonight. And two, there isn't really much that's been going on so far this week.
But we do have quite a bit of stuff. So, introduction with Animaniacs News is that I haven't had the time. Well, all I pretty much know about is, that I did sort of come across some articles still talking about touring and stuff like that. So yeah, if you're in those areas,
yeah,
you should go.
Like last year's news.
Last week's news, yeah. I haven't checked much, but there are probably some. I'll probably cover that on next week's podcast. Because tonight I basically was I didn't really see much going on, at least from my perspective. But I will have some more of that news when it comes up. And now, for the big part of the podcast is, of course, the what?
I just got
the big part of the podcast.
Yeah, is some YTP stuff that's been going on in YTP-related news.
So,
YTP
news about that. M. Plumber has
YTP title.
Oh my god.
No, CRJ, let Fleedle talk. Oh, hey, real quick.
Hey, Michael.
Michael/ Mal is finally here for the first time in a long time. Hello. Welcome.
Hello. In case of you guys were wondering why I didn't appear in the previous Yak Go podcast episodes, is because I was just extremely busy with school, trying to get everything for my finals, but yay.
Yeah, good.
I'm finally back.
Yeah, you're finally
the
back.
The moving, breathing blue ball spoiler remixes is here.
Yeah, and YTP-er, Michael is here. And, if you didn't know...
YTP-sector Michael.
Hey, peace
out. Oh my god. Yeah, if you didn't know, also about a week or two ago, remember... But I think it was about a week or two ago Michael's birthday was here, so yeah, happy birthday, late birthday again.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So yeah, basically, Fleedle was trying to say something about, the YTP-related news is that Amp Lemon uploaded a video now explaining about, he made like a 30-minute video talking about about most of his YTP experience.
About his experience with the YTP community and YouTube and whatnot.
Yeah.
And just how YouTube has become an epidemic, to quote.
But mostly what was interesting is that how he was talking about how the origin of the downward spiral came. And it came from a comment, I'm pretty sure. And ever since then, he's been expressing the downward spiral ever since. And one thing that I could basically understand from that also is that, Amp Lemon also explains how he's been trying how for so long, like how people just have not like, appreciate, like, people are just complaining about is and everything. Got him in everything. And he finally got an answer. However, he did not reveal it. I'm pretty sure that it puts the end of the case of why everything went like that and now has a full exclamation of everything.
Yeah, and also, he also released a soundtrack on his older channel, Emperor Lime, called The 2 Hours of the Downward Spiral.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, and also in related news, other than from Emp Lemon, because but it was pretty nice to hear about that and everyone expressing themselves after the video was released too. In other news from what happened earlier, I think it was last week. It was this week actually. What's his name again? A YouTuber by the name of Little Kate the Litton. Does anyone know who Little Kate the Litton is? Any curiosity? Yeah, probably a lot of you.
Basically, what she and Eric Heath have been doing, they have been, like, going around and insulting people and disrespecting them and their personalities and opinions.
Yeah, and first before... Real quick, before we get into more of that, basically what happened is that Little Kate Tillotson was mad at a guy named Michael for not getting his entry done. And ever since...
Michael Phillips.
Yeah, it's Michael Phillips. He got mad at...
Not to get confused with Michael Malazuka.
Yeah. Long story short is that this guy was not happy. That this Little Kate was not happy with him getting his entry late and started complaining, saying like how she's very disappointed in this guy and that she doesn't want to talk to him for a long time. And basically was complaining just because of one entry for not making an entry or not finishing up. She got mad at him for just that.
She is trying to make enemies with CRJ, who is currently here but is muted.
Yeah. And also, another thing is that Eric Heath, another YTPer, basically went around starting to... Eric Heath was threatening people, saying that if they don't make their entries for their collabs, long story short is that their entries would not be included in the collab, or they would probably make a rant about them, or do anything of the least like that.
I have sadly been a victim of Eric Heath and his actions.
Yeah, and I don't think what Eric Heath did, like, for his actions was really necessary, mainly because if you're going to get upset over just somebody not either joining your collab or not making their entry, it's just basically showing that you have no respect for anyone whatsoever through that, and you're not going to have the attention that you would want to get. You'll be getting it for the wrong reason if you're doing this, which I don't like.
So then I took this to the boss, to the Bonzi Buddy Army, and we decided to...
Yeah, and they decided to attack. Long story short is that they attacked. They actually, from what I heard too, is that they raided... Yeah, Little Kate's server. They disliked her videos.
Eric Heath.
They did the same thing to Eric Heath too. There was some art being made about showing justice and everything like that. Sneaky's here and he is currently muted. But hello, Sneaky.
Hello, Sneaky.
Hello.
Yeah, he could probably.
I'm Sneaky, bro.
You're sneaky. Yes, yeah, you're sneaky.
Sneaky sock.
Back to what I was saying is that after all this was done, Little Kate actually decided to respond. She responded saying that she's apologized to Little Kate the Litton and that she's going to take a hiatus off of Discord. And long story short,
she still made enemies with CRJ.
Yeah, and after that, long story short is that Little Kate actually removed her collab, which was the video that was disliked, getting over 21 dislikes from what I saw. And
she might re-upload it, but who knows?
I don't know who it is. They might re-upload it.
She already re-uploaded it.
Oh yeah.
And then after that, Eric Heath actually decided to disable all likes and dislikes, and even remove comments, remove some comments that have like the ranting and about how what he did and stuff like that. And
then he made a video saying he was quitting YTP,
which I don't know what to say about that. I mean, if you're gonna, I mean,
It's just like he thinks he can get away with this, and then when he actually gets punished for what he does, he decides to crash.
I mean, I've heard.
Okay, so
he just decides to surrender.
I don't
is a better word to put it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember going on Poop TV's server actually, and he was just saying that he was gonna quit YTP. And people were not even really interested in it. And people were also saying, like, don't bring up any drama or anything. So, basically, he left every server that I know of. He also got kicked from some servers, I think, when he, after some hate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he even, and I don't know what's happened. He's just left the face. I mean, he still uploads to his channel. However, he hasn't uploaded any form of YTP. And he's still saying that he's not ever going to make another one ever again. So, in my opinion, he's basically...
I guess it's just going to be like Imp Lemon. I guess
there's another problem going on.
It's going to be like Imp Lemon, Imp Lemon, he actually did something bad.
I mean,
this thing somewhere that he go through all this crap and then just decide not do it anymore and do what he actually wants to do.
I mean,
or do what?
I don't know what to say completely about what Eric is wanting to do. I mean, I mean, just from a few dislikes and some stuff like that, I mean, it would easily just pass away eventually. Like, I just don't know what to think about it. And yeah, long story short, we're talking about the one and only YouTuber named Little Cape Litton. Oh gosh, it's John Cena.
I bet you're probably using that wrongly, aren't you?
Okay, yeah.
Wait, what were you gonna say?
There's something happening. Yeah, I made a shout out video to like 10 underrated YouTube poopers, especially Sneaky.
And
DM Hoff made a video.
And he was all
after he made a video about 10 YouTube poopers you should watch.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna bring up DM Hoff one second. DM Hoff apparently got targeted again with dislikes. However, he actually made a video. He made several videos talking about how the dislikes are, and he's going to try to get them all taken, like the person who's doing it, try to confront that person. And then he made another video talking about it. However, that video has since been removed. And everything's been removed.
So then,
DM Hop.
Had enough with this dislike bomb, so I decided to use all sorts of my accounts to just freaking get rid of the bad, like, the dislike ratio.
Ooh, Robotnik. Robotnik. Yay! Vaccinating.
I've been getting dislike bombed, even though I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, another thing is that...
Oh, wait. Super Poop Rose is here. Super Poop Rose. Hi.
Hey, Super Poop Rose.
Wait, what are you trying to say,
basically, a similar thing that happened with WarrenAid is that he got dislike bombed on some of his most recent videos, and even when Zane back like months ago, because then I just went and used my six accounts to get rid of that.
Like, people, I've seen quite recently a few people getting targeted for dislike bombs. One of them is CRJ1. Another, like, CRJ1's been targeted with a bunch of, with quite a few dislike bombs. Like, I remember watching a video, there were over 4 dislikes on his videos, and I was just surprised to see, like, that. And then,
not the Florida birds.
Roblox Nick.
Yeah, I ended up privating all my videos last night, but then I just made them public again, but just took the like to dislike ratio off.
A lot of people are getting targeted now with dislikes, in my opinion.
Including me too. And I'm fucking pissed about it.
I mean, I can understand. Ah, jeez. Someone's calling me.
Sorry, stop.
Sorry, someone tried calling me. Someone tried calling me.
What the hell?
Anyway, also, back in... Insert, oh my god. Ah, jeez. Yeah, also, back on track, guys, is that, someone messaged me.
Oh, who is it?
It was Cheez-It.
Oh, yeah, and also, I'm gonna say that I don't use my old account anymore. I have the Despacito collab on.
The Despacito.
What channel is this podcast even like on?
Oh, it's on my second channel. I'm doing it on my second channel because
I don't even know if I'm subscribed to your second channel. I've just kind of been on here.
Oh yeah, I'm just on this second channel because like I don't know. It's just easier to do so mainly because I don't know. It just feels easy. I don't know why. You actually don't know why.
What's your second channel called?
Right,
now I don't even
remember what I've been. Something with Yakko. That's what I'm missing. No, that's not my channel's name. Oh, wait, what?
Yakko 9000.
Oh my gosh, there's so many people talking. Just look up Yakko podcast.
Oh yeah, hold on. Another saying that.
Be Yakking podcast.
There are so many people talking.
I can't find it. I looked up Yakko podcast and it just comes up with a whole bunch of like random Yakko videos.
Just look up the Yakko podcast.
Dinner Yakko 9000.
Oh. But basically, okay.
Yeah, there it goes. Check and chat. Right. Sneak.
Basically, what I was trying to say is that...
Yeah, I still can't find it.
It's in chat.
Jeez, there are so many people talking, I can't even hear anyone. Oh, great, I can't even tell.
Okay.
Like...
Anyway.
Oh, Super Plus Control left.
Yeah, he's in a game right now.
Red.
Okay,
so
Fleetle is saying.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is that I have an old account with like almost 200 subscribers. It's just left for dead and on. Well, not exactly, but. And I tried giving the account to Derek Wimpy and let him log into it.
Me.
But
I think I know Derek, what it is.
Yes. Also, wait, didn't you abandon it mainly because of the Despacito and plus of inactivity in your new channel?
Despacito.
I'm just getting tired
Despacito.
Because 69. 420. I used to make short videos, and that's where, like, more than half of my subscriber base came from.
I can also say
Cup is Drew Steen username.
Oh wait, yeah. Oh jeez, my juice move.
Plus your cup for touch.
Watermelon.
The stupidest username I have ever heard in my entire life. And I came up
with Cluster Cluck. Cluster Cluck.
No, I...
Chicken.
No, I... one thing that I also do remember is that you made, like, you're making, you make quite a lot of collabs. Like, you already host, like, what, 4 collabs at this point?
I'm like Little Kate 2.0, but it, minus the drama.
Ha! Yeah, Little Kate. Also,
yeah. I'm announcing the tree collab.
Yeah, also.
I'm announcing the kitty, Little Kate, and another.
The white
laundry buddy collab.
White sleep hustle. I don't remember white sleep. Oh yeah, white sleep hustle. No, it's not.
Oh my god, what does this even become?
No, the 300th Michael Rosen collab, the most epic collab in the whole.
The 1 second of Michael Rosen collab.
In my opinion, I just
the hot food.
Honestly, I'll be doing too many Michael Rosen YTPs already.
You know what I always see so much is so many people making, it's quite a few people making Charmix YTP collabs recently too. Like, ever
what
since
I- What the flip, I accidentally kicked myself out.
Oh no.
But basically, like, it's basically just for me. It's basically just like, I'm announcing the freaking the Boom the Corgi 1337 collab.
Oh, gosh.
The YTP collab or freaking the Discord collab.
I also did you hear that there's another fried chili cheese dog collab going on now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's by the Pixar Lamp Duty.
Yeah. And then
I joined it.
Yeah, like there's
me too.
Yeah, also also what's his name? Yeah, also there are yeah. There's also oh my gosh, there are quite a few collabs going on right now. Yeah. Including Jaden and not Jaden's Jaden's hosting a collab.
Honestly, I've been thinking of
I'm hosting a collab as well.
Yeah, 6 seconds collab 3.
Third 6 seconds collab.
Which is my last one.
Yeah,
I just want to get rid of it.
And everyone's liked the YTP Esther collab, obviously, because there are still being entries from me to this day.
Oh my god. Why?
It's been like 2 months now.
Yeah, 2 months. How much longer do you plan on keeping the collab
why
open?
Why did you...
I don't know. I mean... I don't even know if I'm gonna make it.
But then...
Why did you invent such a horrible thing in this community?
It was the best thing, but then the...
It's a really good thing.
In my opinion, it was a pretty good idea, but like, just there's so much going on right now.
I kind of think of like original ideas. Like, if I think of an idea, I try searching. I try doing research. If someone's already done it, okay, someone already did it. It's fine. Don't need to do it.
Yeah.
yeah. Basically, what am I planning? I'm planning on announcing a 64 collab. And after that,
64 YTP collab is still open.
And after.
Oh jeez, what happened?
And basically, after that one, I'm taking a break on collabs.
Wait, what's the last collab? What's the last
collab? The Shift 234 collab.
Oh, the Shift 234? Wasn't that going to be
Which I haven't even released yet. I won't release until the end.
I heard of the Shift.
Yeah, I've heard of the Shift 234.
Have you heard she's from India?
Okay.
Well, I'm hosting that Muppet movie collab, but the problem is that Little Kate was a little bitch and decided to spam it in everyone's DMs, and now no one wants to join it.
Oh gosh, really? Did she literally decide to think I can just spam this so that she goes ahead and does it? Oh my god!
You shouldn't just invite her.
Oh look! I have a collab server. I'm gonna go spam it.
Oh my gosh! What the freak was that?
I never joined. That's why because of Little Kate. I never joined.
Yeah. Like, what was
I have never joined one of
What was that photo that I just saw?
She didn't join the YTP Sexer collab. Just be a joke.
It was
not a joke. It's actually happening, but it is a joke collab.
Why? That's one question. Why my DP Sexer roasts this girl? So stupid.
What is up, guys? The
Shift 3
is
going
back. I got another.
Oh, gosh. The Shift 234 collab. I don't know. Yo, I mean, yeah. Also, the YTV Esser collab, I think, was starting out pretty good. Like, it was a pretty good thing to do. However, now it's just a bunch of... It's just, like, so many entries are being made. Like, it's just the same thing now. Like,
it's just like, hey, look.
I mean, I'm not saying that there are any... That all entries are not good. I mean, what?
It's just, like, original collab idea gets canceled because nobody makes an entry. The YTV
Esser
collab.
Well, the YTV Esser collab, in my opinion, is probably one of the biggest collabs, joke collabs of theirs, because it started out as a joke collab, but now it's just gone on to this whole own variety of, like, video content itself. And, like, so many controversies about, like, how the collab's not going to be made, or, like, how they're going to be, it's going to be censored. Oh, everything is just going downhill.
Oh,
now.
Another thing we forgot to talk about a few weeks ago, that Edward has made this fake account and he got people, including myself, to put in, sadly, to let him have our entries and put it in his collab.
Oh my freaking gosh, this is interesting. You know, there's a fake Willow's Way going around right now, and...
Oh, that Willow's Way 952 here with only one subscriber?
No, it's the one who has, like, five subscribers now. His name is Willow's Way 952, and he claims to be the real one, however he's not. Because I actually talked to Willow, verifying this, he said that it isn't his channel. So, yeah, we have an impersonator now, pretending to be Willow's Way.
He's in one of the YTP chat.
I mean,
honestly, I'm thinking about just making a freaking. I'm thinking about making a freaking. Does anybody remember Boy Boy, the meme account I created?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of
like
making that into just a joke account.
Yeah, like, there are people, like, there are people trying to impersonate, like, several people now, like, Willow's Way is now a big target right now, like, literally, this new Willow's Way,
okay. 952. Does anybody remember LFanYTP?
I know the people, I know actually the person.
Oh, yeah.
I know the person, I mean, I've heard the person. Yeah, I was around during that time when LFan was, like, the everywhere, sort of.
And guys, get this. When I first ran into the account, I thought they were being serious.
Yeah, I mean, everyone can understand that, like, everyone.
Literally thought he was being serious.
Yeah, like, everyone's first impression when they see LFan is like, oh my gosh, this is serious. But what's interesting is
serious,
that...
YTP is serious business.
Oh gosh.
YTP is serious.
I've heard that YTP thing so many... I've heard that thing so many times
YTP
now.
YTP is serious business. Yes.
And in my opinion, ever since... And the LFan thing has basically not any... Like, no one really remembers LFan that much, other than from the last two videos. Oh god. Also, I can tell that this fake Willow isn't I'm 90% sure I know who actually runs the fake Willow Grace account. I have two very distinctful guesses. One of them is Mask Guy, who's a YouTuber. He actually made it. Oh my gosh, who's sending that stuff? I don't think we needed to see that in front of our eyes.
Where's Fleetle?
I think he disconnected because of everything that's going on. I mean,
okay, I'm back. I just had to do something.
I hope no one saw that image.
Oh god, I did. Oh god.
I just realized that that's Sneaky who sent it. Oh my gosh. We don't need, if you're gonna send adultery photos, then there must be nonetheless. Oh, okay, I'm not gonna click on that photo. I'm not gonna click on that photo in case if it's freaking what I know it is. It was an image of something that should not be seen by the normal eyes of people right now. That's all I'm gonna put it at. I have two guesses on. Yeah, I have two guesses on who runs the fake Roseway account. Oh my gosh, not funny. Yeah, I mean, the two people that I can understand. Oh my gosh.
Oh my lord.
If you're gonna send explicit stuff, at least put it in the image stuff. You're making Corky upset. For goodness sake, if anyone's actually gonna upload that's photos, do it in the images where we can't see it, because I don't want people to literally just see stuff.
I think he's just making an NSFW channel so people can just post.
I don't think I'm gonna do that, like, mainly because, I don't want to see NSFW, especially when I'm trying to speak and during a podcast. Fortunately, nobody on the other side can see it. You're lucky you didn't see that, guys, because that, nonetheless, was probably one of the most disturbing photos, and I'm probably going to have to do it. Feel like Corgi's just upset now, because, like, everyone's just, there's the
gross image.
That's Dr., oh my god. I mean, yeah, if you're going to send photos, send it in, like, the podcast chat where no one can see it in the general chat. Like, that's my second option, because it's basically locked anyway.
Wait, please.
I just don't want to see, like, any disturbing photos while we're actually
I'm
speaking.
Back.
Oh gosh, it's a GIF. I'm not clicking on the GIF. GIF image. Oh my god.
Sperm.
Oh gosh.
Sperm.
But basically, back on track, what I was trying to say was that I have two guesses who's running the L-Fan channel. And that is, oh my gosh.
I run the L-Fan account.
No, actually, I don't think you ran that account.
I have no idea.
I know who actually runs the account. I actually know who runs the account. It's one of Edward's people, I'll just say the least. It's someone who's...
Edward has...
No, Edward doesn't run the Elfan account. It's someone else. It's one of his friends that runs it. And... Peter. Yeah. Anyway, long story short
hey,
with
Peter,
that...
Hey, Peter, are you okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Peter.
Okay.
No, long story short, I'm just gonna finish my. Oh my god, I'm gonna finish my quick sentence by saying there are two main suspects to who runs the Willow's account. One is Mask Guy, who's another YouTube pooper who actually liked Willow, and just suddenly just decided not to do it. Or it could probably be Oh my gosh. It could be this guy in there. Yeah, pretty sure the most people. Oh my gosh. 9 plus 10.
You're stupid.
Nah. Nah, for the 21.
Oh gosh, people are just spamming somewhere. Oh, this photo is safe. Oh my gosh, the sankest meme. Oh my gosh, so many 21s. 21? I'm pretty sure I know who runs this account. It's definitely not Willow's Way.
Okay, we should just stop here because I think we've just gone down.
I mean, we've basically gone down to a point where there's basically where it's going no more than a bunch of 9 plus 10 and graphic images. And then there's the chicken.
Oh my gosh.
Angry bird with like MS Paint eyes. Ha! MS Paint eyes. Anyone remember MS Paint? Oh shit.
Hilarious and original.
Hilarious and original, guys. By the way, my chair is going to break eventually. Oh my gosh. Hey, Peter. Hey, Peter.
Oh,
hey, Peter. Oh my gosh. Zach, what is that? What is that supposed to be? Is that a real article? Oh my god. What? What?
SpongeBob!
Ahoy, SpongeBob! Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I want to.
Oh my.
Yeah.
God. No way.
I like your
shit.
Bold eye. Oh, look. There's this. Look, it's the same eyes. Oh my gosh. Oh, holy. This is Yuchi. This photo, and will burn your. Boy, I have my phone, Saucy. Oh, it's.
Oh my god.
Sauce.
It's not just any sauce, it's pepper sauce.
You I see. Think the photo is an accurate.
Oh,
idea.
It's a cork. It's a. Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Cork.
Geez, I think
we. Every time someone just posts weird stuff.
This is the now. The place where the podcast is now heading. Can't see it, and it would be hard for me to share my screen because my computer is so slow.
Red alert.
Oh Jesus! Another MS Paint bird.
Egg.
Warning: this photo is not fit for human consumption. Oh my God! What is that?
No.
Nobody. Oh. Oh my gosh! It's purple. Nice.
Purple color.
What is going on? What is SpongeBob doing? What is SpongeBob doing? What is happening to SpongeBob? Ahoy! Ahoy, this is Eugene Krabs! Ahoy, this is Eugene Krabs! Leave a message! Hi, Mr.
Make sure
Krabs.
Go subscribe to
Oh my god.
Make sure you go subscribe to all of these 10 underrated people.
Make sure you go subscribe to YTP Sex.
To be honest, I feel bad. I'm president.
The photo is Fantano.
You almighty YTP Sixer, or else you will die.
Oh my gosh. And it's Anthony Fantano. Oh my gosh. Anthony Fantano. Oh my gosh, that face. I don't know what's just taking. This is taking a turn right now. 1 second we're talking about something, and next thing you know, it's just a bunch of photos. Interesting. This photo is. What's this? I gotta see it. If I have to download this. Oh my gosh. It's Yak.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Well, I'm pretty much gonna stay in this call when the podcast ends anyway.
Little Diddle was gonna have a dinner with the G9000 collab.
He's famous. Wow. Oh, it's Free Smart. Free Smart's now sending photos.
He's famous. It's
oh. Oh my god, what is that?
What the frick have you done?
It's Gibby! It's Gibby reading Minecraft!
What have you done?
What have you done?
Oh my. What is going on?
What have you done to play your profile pic?
What have you brought up on the profile?
This video is moving the bit. Murph. This person has. Oh my gosh!
Oh no!
How can he download 500 gigabytes? Oh my gosh.
Oh no. Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, I think we're gonna pretty
no,
much.
I read oh. What says. Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think we're gonna end it in about a minute anyway. I mean literally. Hey, you. Oh my gosh, it's freaking Sam.
Like
bro.
Bro,
you just posted. Bro, you just posted cringe.
going to lose a subscriber.
This person has 500 gigabytes. Oh my god. We've hit a point where we can't go back. Oh my god.
You, reverse card.
Reverse. I'm pretty much gonna probably end the stream in about a second, since like literally everything is going down.
It's been a second. Good night, everybody.
I think I'm gonna end the stream here, but the call I'm pretty sure is gonna keep going on. So any last words, guys?
No.
Any last words?
ATP sperm.
Oh, fantastic!
I have some last words. Thank you all for watching.
Yep. Anyway, that's gonna do it for this stream. Hope you enjoyed this stream. I'm going off. Well, we were gonna make it a short stream, but then now literally everyone's just showing up, and plus this stream's taking a downward turn at this point.
It's going on a downward spiral.
Oh my god. I mean, I'm not gonna end. I'm pretty much going to stay in the call to just see what this happens, but I'm pretty much going to end the stream since everyone's going off a different turn at this point.
You want to subscribe? You want to subscribe?
Well, I think that's going to do it for this. Well, I think it's going to do it for this episode of the Yakgo Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and yeah, we're going to end it here. So yeah, thank you guys for watching, and I'll see you next time. Yeah. Bye, you guys. See you guys next time. So this is going to do it for this podcast. And yeah, thank you guys for watching the podcast, and I'll see you next time. Bye.